27. We'll read a couple of verses from here. I'm going to give you some things about my heart's response on the heart. All right, in verse 7, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." All right, so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you so much for your goodness, Lord, to us day by day. God, thank you for allowing us to meet together, Lord, around your book. We thank you for this book, Lord. We pray that you bless it. We pray the word of God might go in our hearts. Help us to respond, Lord, with the way you'd have us to respond. And Lord, I pray that Jesus Christ would be lifted up. May he be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. All right, so this is my heart's response. But now, if you read the chapter, you know, you go through that chapter right there, there sure is a whole lot of lifting up and some sublime things in that whole psalm, as you know. In this passage, you could probably see why David is called a man after God's own heart, right? And that, with that thing right there, he had thoughts, folks, toward the Lord. Most people didn't and still don't, okay? So with all his faults and sins, and we've been going through, you know, first time I've kind of studied, went through 1 and 2 Samuel. And you go through that, you know, boy, it really opens your eyes about David and his life. And, you know, the comparison with us as Christians and stuff, you see, David had, boy, he made some big sins, you know, and some things like that. But his heart, I mean, you look at that heart right there, you see the heart response to God. Now, again, the text there is going to be in verse 8. "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." So many times, of course, in the ministry and being a preacher and stuff like that, you know, you get all different kinds of responses. And sometimes you get what I call a no response. You know, and either it could be weddings or funerals, you know, things like that. I don't get much responses, you know, in doing those things. Some people may ask, you know, to give them some counsel. You know, I like most of the counseling from the pulpit, right? I believe in something like that. But I can give counsel, but most of the time, you know, they're not listening because you're not going to tell them what they want to hear anyway. So I call that's a non-response. And I'd have to say, actually, that might not be an accurate word, you know, response. Unresponsive, because the fact is, what I mean by that is they're not responding the way I want them to. When I say unresponsive, right? Some of you probably, can I say, you probably disrupted your family's, you know, Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner when maybe you tried to witness to a family member, right? Maybe you tried to say something about the Lord, and boy, when you did that, now they're never ever going to speak to you, right? I mean, that's it, right? Or if you brought someone to church one time, I could be a friend or family member like that, and they're still not even talking to you because of what the pastor said, you know, or something like that. Boy, that, I mean, you talk about responses. You're getting some response. Now, I got to say, the fact is people do respond, okay? And, you know, if you do any work on the street, you know, you street preach and things like that, you know, you can have, I have some people, you know, we are just preaching, right? And they just walk right by you. They don't even look at you, you know. That's a response. I mean, they're not giving you anything the kind I want, you know, or something like that. But boy, they are responding on that. So here you have in verse 8, this is David, of course, and you have an immediate response from his heart, right? This is the only place, can I tell you, in the Bible where it says, "My heart said," or "the heart said," "the heart said." That's one time in the whole Bible. But this thing is a response. It's a heart responding to what the Lord said. It's a right response. It's an immediate response. You see there, right when he said on that, right? It didn't take, I don't believe, 2 days, you know, for that thing to roll around in his in his tongue and digest and decide, I guess so. No, I think it was an immediate thing right there. It was a pleasing response to the Lord, I believe. You know, the Lord, I believe, had to be pleased with that, because David is the only guy that's said something like that that's recorded in the Bible. my heart said, right? On that, you get that thing. Verse 8, and that's what he's talking about, and I believe that's his heart response. For sure, I kind of think, folks, I believe this even myself there, that would help us all if we just kind of stopped. If you're, you know, reading your Bible or you get the preaching and someone, you know, it's right to you and you get an admonition that's aimed right at you. And then right at that second, whenever that hits you right there, you said, Lord, you know, that's right. I agree with you. I will do it. And wouldn't that help you? Right? If we all just got that thing right, but I'm just as human as anybody else, many times my heart doesn't respond right, okay? So this thing here, the Lord, and I say this in this verse, describes the heart's response. Now, and I just want to give you just a few things on what maybe your heart should be, and in this case, what it was here with David. So number one, I want to say this of something real obvious. I'm kind of just like, you know, mostly on the real obvious stuff. The first thing I want to say is my heart's response is a response of the heart. Okay? So we're talking about your heart's response. Again, I know that's real plain on that thing, but it cannot be, can I tell you, underrated. Underrated when we're talking about our heart and response, because the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. You know that, right? So you understand, to get the heart, your heart, as a born-again child of God, in a place spiritually that where when the Lord gives you an admonition, you say, I'm on it, Lord, right now. Can I tell you, that's a remarkable thing? I mean, really, it's just something, it's great, right? So I want to say it's a heart response. Proverbs 19:3 says, the foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. And I've done that many, many times. My heart just kind of, you know, frets against the Lord on some things. A man's heart, can I tell you, we're just naturally a mess. 1 Samuel 16, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Romans 10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. If you and I as saved Christians and born again children of God just would read the Bible, and as you're reading that thing and take the admonitions given, it might change you greatly. It'll help you out a whole lot, Christian, right? Taking that thing right there. I mean, you know, what about when he says, you know, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and in all thy ways acknowledge him. Boy, that'd be a great thing right there, right? You get in some situations, you take that thing right there. Okay, Lord, I got to trust you. You know, instead of worrying about it and fretting and getting ulcers and all kinds of stuff because something didn't happen the way you thought it would, right? So the Lord complains. He said, my people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, right? So you see this verse, folks, it's not just it's not a mechanical response. It's not a responsive reading here that's dead and dull. I want to say the point, you know, simply on this thing, it is a response of the heart. David was a man then after God's heart, right? So when the Lord said, you know, David, seek ye my face, boy, his heart said, thy face, Lord, will I seek, okay? And so on that thing, you know, you think about that, of all the responses in the Bible from different men, right, and how they responded on that kind of stuff, you don't get that with a lot there. How about Cain, all right? Cain was not that way. Imagine the Lord. Can you imagine the Lord just coming up and talking to somebody man to man, face to face, right there at that time, and he's telling them, I'm telling you, Cain, sin lieth at the door, and you better get it straight or you're going down, buddy. And he still didn't respond right. Well, what a thing on that, amen. How about Balaam, right? You read about Balaam there. He's a guy, he had all the right said all the right things and the answers, but boy, his heart did not respond in the right way to the Lord and what he's telling him, right? So there it is. There, number one, I want to say it's a responsive heart. All right, the heart's important. Secondly, again, there I want to say this in verse 8, this is a response of faith, right? Some good stuff. It's a response of faith. And that's for you. And that's for me. You say, why? Well, I think more and more when I think about that thing, we are to live by faith and not by sight. How that helps in so many things in our life if we just have that attitude and walk by faith and not by sight, the things we see. David, He did not say here, folks, he did not say that he saw anything. Okay? It's just the Lord said, seek ye my face. And David said, I will. I will. I will seek. It's a response of faith. And I got to say, faith has been turned into, for some folks, a big, mysterious, esoterical type of mystery type thing, right? That some folks are looking to have. And what you got today is a bunch of Christians in these non-denominational churches and even Baptist, you know, fundamental churches and things like that. Christians catch on to that kind of thing and they kind of make the excuse, well, you know, my faith is weak, so I just can't do it. All right. Well, I kind of think on that, you know, this is not quantum mechanics. Okay, I mean, he said, just seek ye my face. It's not that hard to get, folks. Right on that kind of stuff. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's not physics. You know, on that thing, it's not hard, but we say, you know, at times we get some things there going, I just don't have any faith. So I think maybe some of them say that, so the rest of the Christians look around and they think, well, oh, poor baby. You know, you can't do it, you know. But listen, Romans 10:17 says what? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, so he says to the lost, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And I just, when I was 15 years, said, okay, I will. And I believed on him and trusted him, right? That's all there is to it. You say, what is it? It's a responsive faith. It's a response of faith from the heart, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Lord is going to tell you what to do and say this or what to say, and then you either do it or you don't. Amen. It's a response of faith from your heart, okay? So you trust what God said, right? And he'll make it good. He'll do it. It's not rocket science. It doesn't take, folks, 80 hours just to get something like that down. If you read the Word of God, there's an admonition to you. There's an admonition to me in that thing. And the heart says, I will do it, Lord, right? Or I won't. It's a response of faith. Noah, Lord said to Noah, okay, Noah, I want you to build a boat. Well, okay, Lord. And he built it. Can you imagine that? That you talk about some faith. Why? What's a boat? You know, rain back then. Joseph, you know, Jesus' stepfather. You know, Joseph, hey, don't put away Mary. That which is done is of me. Right? And Joseph's, you know, okay. Lord, are you saying that my wife is pregnant by the Holy Spirit? And the Lord's saying, yep. And Joseph said, okay. Now, isn't that the craziest thing you ever heard? To accept something like that? You know, this woman is conceived by the, what she's got is conceived by the Holy Spirit. I tell you, folks, that's something else. It is a response of faith. How about Abraham? Okay, you think of Abraham, and Abraham, you know, the Lord says, okay, Abraham, I want you to pack up all your duds, and I want you to go on a permanent camping trip. And Abraham says, okay. Right? And goes on. And he says, oh, yeah, Abraham, by the way, we're going to have some surgery tomorrow. Right? And Abraham says, okay. Now, folks, that guy was either crazy or he had the right kind of faith. He said, you know, I want you to take thine son, thine only son, and I want you to go offer him on Mount Moriah. Right? And he did. Boy, Abraham's the friend of God, right? That's a response of faith. Moses. What about Moses? Well, he raised his rod and he walked through the Red Sea, just like God told him to do. I wonder, you know, if it was easier for them, you know, to live by faith or harder, you know, as compared to us. I don't know, folks, on that, but I know this. It is a response of faith for us, right? It is a response of faith for both of us. It's a response of faith both ways. Let's try this one. You believe the Bible, right? When the Lord says do something, how do you do it? Well, it's going to have to be a response of faith. How about along this line today with all that's going on with the Bible stuff? Proverbs 35, every word of God is pure. You believe that or you don't, right? Psalm 12, 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times. Well, how do you take that, right? Scholars say, no way, it can't be, no translation can be without error. Well, what is the response of faith to that, friend? Is you got a perfect book or you don't. Okay, on that, the Lord said, hey, it's perfect, it's pure, it's truth, right? And you know what? A heart of faith says, okay, Lord, I believe it, right? That's good. Why can't Christians just grasp a hold of that thing right there and get that? But, many of them just want to go, higher education, and they want to get to the Greek and the Hebrew, and they all this kind of stuff, folks. Hey, how about a response of faith? And the book God given us His Word, right? He said, "Seek ye my face." Four words, one syllable each, folks. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. I don't think on that kind of thing. Okay, it's a response of faith. So I'm gonna ask you, how do you respond in faith? All right. Do you look at something else? In your response, you're looking for some other reason, or are you just going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe you. I got it. Right. So something else. This is going to be a response in subservience. Subservience. All right. You say, well, what I mean by that is that the Lord said it. And you know what? Now, and I say this thing here. When the Lord says something to you, who gets to tell you what to do? Who gets to tell you what to believe, right? I know we're in the age we're in right now, the news media wants the job, right? They snap their fingers and they're going around and they want people to jump. But we owe our subservience to the Lord and to His Word. That book right there, right? Others, again, play around with that kind of stuff. They try to find the real meaning. So we're going to go to the Greek or we're going to go to the Hebrew. Well, just believe what God said. And that's a response in subservience. Who gets to tell you what to believe? Somebody does, right? As a Bible believer, is it the scholars and the preachers that get to tell you what to believe? Psalm 27:8, he tells you what to do. Seek ye my face, right? And I think David, he gets that thing and he does it gladly on that, okay? If you're a parent, I know this, you probably expected your kids to respond in subservience, right? And I tell them, hey, I want you to move and I want you to move now and I want you to ask how fast to move. Right? Most parents on that kind of stuff right there. But, you realize a lot of Christians, folks, they don't even move at all. You got the right Bible, right? You got the right Bible. It sits on the table and the Lord says, I want you to do this, speaks to you through the Word. And you say, okay, Lord, and then like 3 weeks later, maybe you're starting to think on that or try to move on something like that, right? Well, how about having a response in subservience like, Lord, okay, I'm going to obey you, all right? Something else, I want to say this. This is a response, and this response needs to be taken personal and taken earnestly, right? Seek ye my face. That, you know what that is? That's God talking to you. I don't think it's just addressed to David. It's addressed to whoever reads that. You're reading that, and David puts it on there. He says, okay, Lord, my heart, thy face will I seek, okay? He takes it personally. How can you not take that personally? Seek ye my face. Okay, he's talking to you on that kind of thing personally. Have you ever been in church, sitting in church in a service, and the preacher's preaching along, and you hear the sermon, and then you just let that part skip right over you, and you think, well, that's not to me. you ever have someone come in your mind and think, well, they need that part, right? They need to get that one. Folks, but it is to you. Seek ye, right? That my face. It's personal. It's to be taken earnestly when God speaks to us, right? I think I see David here taking this thing on simply to himself. It's not brain surgery. Thy face will I seek. Thy face. No safari hunting, into the Greek and folks, all that kind of stuff going on there. I mean, what does it mean? What does it really mean? In some Bibles, I don't know all that kind of stuff people get into. Have you ever had, I went down to Kentucky one time. I got an aunt that lives down there and we went to a church Sunday, or it was a Wednesday night service, right? And you get in there and the preacher's, he's got a chair sitting right down here. And everybody, there's just, you know, several folks there. And he's saying, well, you know, what does this verse really mean to you? I'm thinking, oh, man. You know, that's to me, that's not teaching, folks. That's not preaching on that kind of thing, all right? It's not like that, okay? This is something that you're going to take earnestly, all right, in this thing. It takes incentive, you know, how do I seek you, Lord, on this thing, right? And I'm going to say, that heart saying, I'm going to find out what that says, what you're talking to me about. Isaiah 34:16 says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. Now, that's a good place to start, right? You want to know how? You want to know what God wants? You get in the book of the Lord and read how it should be done. In Psalm 27:8, again, I'm going to say, God says there, you know, he can say a whole lot in a few words, all right? Takes me a long time on some stuff, but this is a response in farsightedness. Farsightedness, all right? You say, what do you mean? Well, look down here at verse 14. In verse 14, notice what he says. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, when my wife says, yeah, you know, the trash needs to get taken out, it doesn't take very long. Just we got a short front yard and stuff like that. I can get it out in less than 2 minutes. Okay. You men know if you don't take the trash out, your wives think that you don't love them anymore, right? You haven't kept up on the trash on stuff. It just takes less than 2 minutes, guys. Right. Can I tell you, seeking God's face isn't that quick. Okay, it takes a little more than just, you know, a couple minutes. It's not a job accomplished in 12 minutes or 12 hours or 12 days, folks. Can I tell you, that is something right there is an undertaking for a lifetime, right? That's what I mean. It's a response in farsightedness. And that thing you realize that you're, you know what you got now, and I got a task that I'm not able to finish just in 5 minutes. I like to kind of get things wrapped up and get the thing done and get it over with and stuff like that sometimes. But hey, it ain't going to have. You and I have to devote essentially, folks, the rest of our lives to something like that, right? Seeking God's face. I want to say, you know, that should be your heart response. That should be my heart response. Abraham, what did he do? He left Ur of Chaldea. He was told to go on a camping trip and never return. Folks, it took the rest of his life. He spent his life doing that. Noah was told to build a boat. And I think, you know, if you kind of look at that thing, it probably took between 60 and 75 years. It wasn't something, folks, that he just got done overnight. It took him a long time to finish. You're talking about here a lifetime in many of these things, right? Jesus told his disciples, you know, he said, follow thou me, right? And boy, when they came and followed him, they never went back to what they were doing before, folks. It was the rest of their lives on that kind of state. My point is, you know, he said, seek ye my face. It's a response in farsightedness in this thing. It doesn't get accomplished in an hour, okay? It doesn't get accomplished in a day or a week, and that's how you ought to look at your life. Folks, it's not a 100-yard dash, right? The life of a Christian right here. When you understand some things like that, it takes time and effort, right? You keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. Now, lastly, I want to say this, Psalm 27. I want to say this is a response that acknowledges adversity. Adversity, right? I see that in there. You go down there, look at verse 9. And notice how he starts here. In verse 9, he says, hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. All right? So I'm going to say, it may not be as simple as you think in your life seeking God's face. David says, he's praying here, Lord, you know, I am gonna seek your face. I'm gonna do that by faith. I'm gonna do what you tell me to do. And you know, I see, Lord, as he's praying here, I mean, it may take a long time, and you know what, Lord, those times it may not be so easy. And you know, it could be that you hide your face from me. And I'm just gonna have to seek you harder. I'm gonna have to look at you more. Please don't leave me. right? Verse 9, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Look at verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. You mean, Lord, this could cause my father and my mother to forsake me following you? Right? I mean, how about some adversity? I think he's talking about, I mean, it might, folks, it might. This thing here is a response that is going to acknowledge you might have to face some adversity going through this thing, right? Seek ye my face. Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing all the rest of our life. Even though it may cost you your family, it may cost you some friends, fellowship with mom and dad, no telling what it could cost you. Peter, it cost him his life. And the Lord said, hey, Pete, follow thou me, right? And he ended up being crucified upside down, they say, some 50 years later. It cost him, right? So what I'm saying is it's a response that acknowledges adversity. Look at verse 10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Oh, Lord, right? You mean there's going to be enemies in the path? Right? I mean, that's some adversity there. There's a lion in the path, don't you? Way over there in 1 Peter chapter 5. You got that guy right there. This is not going to be, folks, just a slide down the grease chute, or a water slide going thing. It's going to be something that it's going to take a lifetime. And I say there might be some hard toil and this kind of thing that you're going after. Look at verse 12, what David says. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. You mean someone might lie about me? Yeah, definitely. If you're a Bible believer, you're going to get it, man. I'm going to tell you, your character is sure going to wind up being slandered, right? You can count on that thing, right? What about that? If you're gonna follow the Lord, you're in that church. I mean, you believe that Bible is the only Bible. That thing has no mistakes or errors in it. You're gonna have some folks on you on that kind of stuff, right? Verse 12, that false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Hey, someone's gonna be cruel. Yeah. Right? Someone might be cruel to you, Christian. It might come like that, right? Just because I want to fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, that there folks have been many cruel generations against people who fellowship with Jesus, right? Folks persecute Christians and put them to death and all those things. So it's in those things right there. The Lord, folks, I want to tell you, I believe He knew the cost. When he's telling David there, seek ye my face, don't you? I think he knew exactly what it's going to cost. I don't think I believe it's a small thing for us. But yet he wants an immediate response from us. Now, there should be an immediate response. There should be a personal response, an understanding of that thing. This is not going to be accomplished just in a day. I'm not going to be able to get this done in a week. This is something I'm going to have to follow all my life. Verse 8, seek ye my face. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. That's the heart's response. Okay? It's for you and not me and for the rest of our lives and that. But I want to say this. That is something right there that is well worth it. Well worth it. I don't know of any other admonition in the Bible that might be given that is so worth doing. And he says, seek ye my face. There is the high calling of God. I believe Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Okay? There's the high calling for us, Christian, right? Seeking God, seeking his face. That's David's heart response right there, folks. And I hope maybe there's some things that I said tonight that you can consider, right? And we'll get a hold of that thing, all right? So that's the message. We'll have a word of prayer, and I'll turn it back over to the brother there, all right? So, Lord, thank you so much for your mercies tonight. I appreciate your kindnesses and being able to be here. We pray you take the word of God and bless it, Lord, and may our heart respond in that thing to please you and be right, Lord. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you.